Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about Georgia's top offensive player in 2022 and who do we think will really rise to the top, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the national champs today. Talking about the Georgia Bulldogs and who I think will be their top offensive player this year. It's going to be fun to listen to watch. So stay tuned, man. It's going to be a fun ride.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching or listening from your home, from your office, or wherever you're at right now, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for joining us week after week. And thank you for sharing with your friends and family, because we have over 1,000 episodes and we would not be here without you. So thank you. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, we're producing this live here from Atlanta, Georgia. This is our home turf. Who is Georgia's top offensive player?
For my pick this year for Georgia, I think the man who burst onto the scene last year, had a breakout year, and is going to break out even further this upcoming season, is tight end Brock Bowers. A tremendous 2021 season for him, his first year, and he is just unstoppable. You look at the stats last year, he had 56 catches, 882 yards, 13 touchdowns, and a good 15.8 average. So he was doing everything. And in the biggest game, we all know, against Alabama, in the biggest game of them all, he had a good day. 4 catches, 36 yards, a touchdown, you know, late in the game to help out. And every time you give him the ball, he does something great with it. His high last year against Alabama, once again, in the SEC championship this time, career high 10 catches, 139 yards, and 1 touchdown to boot. So whenever the lights are brightest, he's already showing in just a short period of time that Brock Bowers is not someone to be messed with and is someone who has tremendous speed for a tight end. Usually when you think of tight ends, you think of guys who have nice vertical, who can run, you know, a good bit. They're usually pretty good athletes, but not like his speed. He runs like a wide receiver and a running back. He's got a great acceleration, top speed, whatever you want to call it. He has it. And with Georgia, we all know they lost, it feels like, half their team to the draft. And they did lose a few pieces on offense. We know George Pickens. Of course, we all know they lost James Cook as well, just to name a few. But they have some guys like Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Arian Smith. Of course, Brock Bowers we're talking about. And also Eric Gilbert behind him, who is also someone to look out for. But I'm giving the nod to Brock Bowers, and of course with the mailman, Stetson Bennett, thrown to him each and every Saturday to have an even better year, because last year it feels like they just kind of really figured out who this guy is and how good he is. But now they figured out, okay, this guy could be a threat for us. I feel like he's going to get a lot more touches, a lot more balls thrown his way, and I think even a few more touchdowns. As long as everything goes well, I expect him to get over the 1,000-yard mark for a tight end this year. I think he could be in the running for the top tight end in the country, not just the SEC. And I expect Brock Bowers, the tight end for Georgia, man, to have another really good 2022 season. Watch out for him, because he is an absolute spark plug on this defending champion, national defending champions. We got to throw that out there, UGA Bulldogs offense. So watch out for Brock Bowers in 2022.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah. Wow. Definitely look out. All of our Georgia fans, we want to hear from you. What are you thinking is going to happen this season? Are you watching this young man? Are you watching our big Georgia Bulldogs get ready for this season? And, you know, what are you really excited about? So tell us in the comments. If you're a Georgia hater, tell us in the comments why. And if you're, like, waiting for these national champions to come back and win it back-to-back, you're just like the rest of us here in Atlanta. We're waiting for that to happen as well. So we want to see them come in strong, do it big, and do exactly what we know they can do, which is dominate here in the SEC. Well, if you're watching our video live, then thank you. But if you're listening to our podcast, then thank you again. And if you're not, come join us. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football. You can listen anywhere that you love podcasts, including on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or anywhere that you love listening, Google, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, the Believe Podcast Network. We're everywhere. So thank you so much for listening to over our 1,000 episodes of our podcast, for leaving great results, you know, in our, you know, subscribing, leaving us reviews, giving us the thumbs up, and everything else that's great about all these, you know, technological innovations that we love every day to share. So thank you also to Mr. Logan Landers for talking about Georgia's top offensive player in 2022. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long. Join us again for another episode of 100 Yards of Football right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.